And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus. Once again, we're going to be talking about another movie. The movie we're going to be talking about this time around is Raya and the Last Dragon, the Disney movie that just appeared a little bit ago, and I'm just barely getting around to see it. Just getting into it, the movie itself is like beautifully like animated. It's like really well done. The plot of the story, so for the most part the plot of the story is that there are like no more dragons, and the world's been kind of broken up after an incident that happened nearly 500 years ago, and the only thing that's kind of been protecting them from this kind of like Gorgon's Eye plague is this like dragon gem, right? And for the most part, the plot is pretty straightforward, kind of like gather the pieces together and then meet an ensemble crew along the way and you'd save the world. So for the most part, it's pretty linear. It's not too bad. It's a Disney movie, so keep it nice and simple. The point this time they're trying to make is an interesting one. It's one that's hasn't like been very in your face in a while. And kind of maybe one of the issues really to drive home, in my opinion, as far as like plot. So kind of the whole thing revolves around like trust and stuff, and it's okay, but it's like so much in your face a lot that it just kind of like, we get it, you don't trust people, all right? And after you get betrayed, it's kind of hard to trust people. So I understand Raya's commitment to trust people, mostly after an incident that kind of basically just like ending the world. It's in an apocalypse at the moment. But then, you go into this journey and it's fun. You get to meet an interesting cast of crew, some more interesting than the other, but they're all still lovable for the most part, including Ninja Baby. God, that baby's weird and funny. For the most part, it's a fine movie. I enjoyed it. It was beautifully done. The voice acting for the most part were okay. The Sisu, the dragon herself, her one-liners were kind of cringy, but they were mostly for kind of the flavor of the world they were in. Like, you can kind of get an idea of the era they were trying to pull off, and the way Sisu's character was written, it seemed she was trying to be very like fly, very like try hard coolness status, and it's like, okay. And they made her character very gullible, which was like, okay, like for good intentions, like it makes sense, but like there's a lot of stuff like that, like, yeah, you can't, like, yeah, there's like things that cause incidents. Besides the plot, once again, the movie itself was really beautifully done. The soundtrack was nice. Every scene had a beautiful soundtrack, making the intensity even better. I think the only thing that really just kind of didn't like sit was kind of the hammering of the nail of the plot of trust. Like, yes, we get it, don't trust people, but do trust people. It's just like, okay, but it is a Disney movie. You get some, you lose some, but this one's a good one. For the most part, I'm gonna give this one a solid 7. It's a good movie. There's nothing more I could really say besides going into some spoilers in a little bit. Actually, no. I'll go into some spoilers of some things that I really enjoyed and some things that I didn't really like, But yeah, a solid 7. Really good movie. And then, so anyone listening moving forward, it's going to be spoilers up ahead, so you've been warned. So, spoiler time. So, the movie itself is, like I said, really linear. You get a very fun sequence in the beginning, which was really nice. You get some backstory of the lore of the world, of how the dragons kind of saved the, basically, the world. Well, are these actually siblings of Dragon, and Raya was the one that kind of, like, finally did the last portion to kind of save the world from, I forget what the name of this infestation was called, this plague, but it's basically what's turning humans into stone. But ever since the help of the sibling dragons working together, it brought back the humans, but not the dragons. That's, that itself is really, really fun world lore, and it made me very interested in that. But then you kind of cut off to, like, okay, this is a story that's about the past. Now, you get this kind of very introduction to little Raya and her father, a very, very idealistic man who's trying to bring back the times when the whole continent basically was, or country? Continent, I'm going to say continent, was just one continent, Kamara, I think that was what it was called. And ever since the incident that 500 years ago that split them up into these five nations, you got really backstabbed. And you can kind of see it within the leaders, like, even with the group leader thing, like, he's trying, I can understand trying to unite the world once again, but like I said, trust is a really, really fidgety thing to handle, mostly when dealing with the nations, because it is easy when you are the nation who has, like, the power or the object of treasure and the rest don't. So I can see some flaws in there, because then, even though I don't know how you could fix that, because, like, I get his good intentions, but still, you're like, yeah, every other country is, like, not really happy, it seems like you guys are prospering. But anyways, but then you skip a little bit, everyone's kind of enjoying, there's the Raya and Anari, I think that's her name, is the girl, the little girl she plays with, who later becomes the antagonist of this, which is interesting, because then this is where you get, like, the incident that causes everything, where you kind of get the whole little kid backstuffs Raya, and they find the gem. And from there, you get the whole,
And look at that shit.
Exactly, Tom. You basically get the whole issue with, the gem being taken away, and then, them still trying to prosper as peace, but it didn't work, because the gem breaks, the plague once again begins, and it starts turning people to stone, but even the stones still have a peace. It's crazy. And, like, you know, you get backstabbed, you just don't go, really, like, I get it. Then you just go on this journey where Raya finds Sisu, and, you know, it's funny, because it's, like, basically, like, the blip or the snap of a Marvel, where people are still frozen in time as statues, but it's been 6 years, weird, and for Sisu, it's been, like, over 500 years, so she's kind of like, okay, what the heck happened? And still also trying to get the understanding of humans on top of that. It's been 500 years since humans, for the most part, have been united. And they just are on edge because of other countries hating each other, and there's a plague once again trying to kill the world. But like I said, you get these incidents where Sisu, Raya's been put kind of on edge, or put in these situations where she has to trust individuals, and Sisu's, like, trying to, like, you know, just be, trust them, be friendly, and, like, I personally, like, no, like, there's some situation where, like, yeah, like, going to a restaurant with a little kid, chances are he's gonna poison you, very low. Going to finding an abandoned baby, you would think pretty low, but not apparently here. Going to an enemy's fortress. Yeah, don't trust that one. That one's a big one. And then the final one where they're trying to for the most part, to Fang's area, like, I understand their situation too. Like, oh, they're the ones that kind of initiated the original plot to steal the gem that caused the apocalypse, basically. So, like, yeah, I don't think if we brought back the people, people are not going to be happy with us. Like, I get it. That makes sense. On their point, it makes sense. But even then, you know, like, you... Yeah. See, like, Raya, like, don't trust them. Yeah. Just do what you need to steal it, bring it the world back. But, you know, you need the power of trust or something for this magic to work. Like, sure, I'll just take it for what it is. It's Disney magic, you know. But yeah, that's kind of my one issue. The rest of it's really good. I just like the lore of the world they're doing, how different dragons have magic, how it's just, I kind of want to understand why when everyone turns into a statue, it's not like they're stuck in place. They actually kind of form into something, like a praising form, which is interesting. When they get frozen, like the finale part, like the rest of the group kind of freezes in this weird stance. It's really interesting. It makes me, I might be reading into it too much, but it's just like, okay, what is the meaning of this? Like, there has to be someone, tell me, please. Besides that, like I said, it was a fun movie. I liked it. I gave it a solid 7. Let me know what you guys thought about the movie. So, thanks again for listening. Until next time, see ya.